T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:47, 13 before 9. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Thursday, September 16th, day 18 of the Ida recovery. Storms likely today, highs of 86. Pretty much same thing tomorrow and through the weekend. And they're talking about maybe like a little cooler, drier front coming through in the middle of next week and toward the end of next week, which would be welcome. And if you think about it, we should be getting out of the 90s because we're getting through September. Kirk Lapine joins us now, our friend, president of Plaquemines Parish. How are you, Kirk?
Good morning, Tommy. A little better each day. So.
There you go. Something new going on in the southern end of the parish today?
We are just spoke with Entergy yesterday, and the end of Tidewater Road was lit up. So that was a good bit of our electricity. Left. Now, we do have tie-ins that still people have not gotten their electricity. So we're working on those individual customers now. We're still working on getting power to Myrtle Grove, Ironton, West Point Lahash, and also Braithwaite Park on East Bank. So those are some of the issues. Those were flooded areas. So we want to make sure that those homes and the meters to those homes are taken care of. And people can get back up and running. So
there's no power in Myrtle Grove? I didn't realize that.
Yep. Right now, there is. They're starting to get energized. And again, we ask our residents to individually contact Entergy. We're not stopping them. We're not holding the permit. Just make sure that that meter is checked out by an electrician. And so that each one, so they can have individual power put to their home. So, there's a chance we could energize everything, but if somebody's home is not looked at first and there's an issue and it's caused by Entergy, I don't want that to happen. I want people to come home, check their electrical, make sure that it's safe, and then Entergy will energize them.
Kirk, we got a lot of hurricane season left, and I noticed the repairs they made to my home are kind of, I got a wire that's kind of frazzled in the front. And look, I'm not complaining about anything. I'm glad they got it hooked up as quickly as they did. But if you talk to Entergy, about the nature of some of the repairs, I saw a pole on the adjoining street. I think it was the Mandry. One of them was tied to the other pole with a rope. So I know they're doing what they can as quickly as they can. But have they ever expressed how delicate this is as we approach the rest of hurricane season?
Yes, and look, I think that the key was power restoration first.
Absolutely.
I saw exactly what you're talking about. And look, it concerns me too, but I guess our goal was trying to get as much people on. Infrastructure will come next. They assured me that. But the goal was to get as many people energized as they could. And I have expressed my concerns about that, too. And you're right. We are still in September and got a good ways to go. So I'm hoping that it crossing our fingers, we do okay.
And to be clear, I'm not complaining. I don't want them to change anything. Everything's going fine. Leave it like it is. Tell me about a pop-up site down in South Plaquemines today.
A pop-up site for
United Way. They're hosting
I'm sorry. Okay, there's so many irons in the fire. Okay, yes, they're my director of administration's been coordinating all that. there is something going down in the south
end. Port Sulphur YMCA.
Port Sulphur, yep.
From
yep.
10 until and, 1 or until supplies last. Well, I'm
yep.
helping you out,
and
Kirk.
Then, thank you. Do. I appreciate that.
That's what neighbors do.
Also, and also, we have something in Ironton. Some folks are feeding Ironton residents today. I think they have been given some supplies that they're storing in a church out in Jesuit Bend. But as we continue, we try to move as much resource. Look, everybody wants to help from every organization. So we tried to move that south down to our neighbors to get them, you know, a hot meal or supplies or cleaning supplies. Whatever we can we get, we push it down to those folks down there.
What else do you want people of Plaquemines to know, Kirk?
Look, it's coming on. We had a few issues yesterday with our pumping stations. They're back up and running. Our canals have pumped down. Now we have some issues with the pumping station being clogged with debris and stuff. So that will be, once we shut the pumping station down to the level that the canals are, we'll be cleaning those to get that excess debris out of there. So, you know, we solve one problem and we cause another problem. But it's getting done. I want to assure our residents that our canals are pumped down to the level that they need to be, and we'll continue pumping. So we continue that, watching this rain as it still continues to fall.
I want to ask you about debris removal, and I saw a story yesterday about Ironton and the tremendous amount of marsh grass, I think it is, that came in. How is that going throughout the parish, and where are y'all putting all that stuff?
Well, a lot of it actually landed on Highway 23, so that was pushed to the side. The state DOTD, because the state highway has a debris removal contractor they have. We have one, and they have one that's actually concentrating on Highway 23. So those are constantly battling that moss grass. It's just mounds and mounds of tons of it. There's a lot in Ironton. There's a lot in Myrtle Grove. There's a lot in Point Lahash. So we're just going to have to tackle it when we're able to. We haven't even accessed Point Lahash or Myrtle Grove because of the water still being high. So once that subsides, there's a lot of mud, a lot of moss grass. So we will tackle it as soon as we can get to it.
Where do you put all that stuff?
Well, we have different debris sites. We have sites that are designated for debris only or marsh grass. We have mud. We have some veg that we have different sites that we actually have a permit to burn most of that. Mm-hmm. The marsh grass is a site that we will have off of Walker Road that it will actually supposed to decompose. So we'll just kind of compact that. At a site and just let it decompose.
That's going to smell terrible, but what else can you do, right?
We got tons of it. So it's a lot of smelly stuff down there, but it's got to get picked up.
Any final thoughts, Kirk?
No, we just continue to work every day. And, I just heard you say about the weather. We're hoping that is correct, that we would get into a pattern of maybe getting some of these fronts in here, so that will push some of that weather that could form in the Gulf and stop worrying about those issues. But, let's cross our fingers and hope that happens.
That's all you can do. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and your efforts.
Thanks, Tommy. Talk to you.
You bet. Kirk Lapine, president of Plaquemines Parish, my neighbor down the street. We're going to take a break, come back. And still to come, next hour, we're going to talk to Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show, not just about generator maintenance, but about home repair. If you have any questions, you're attempting something yourself, you can call in at 504-260-1870. And, of course, we'll check in with Matt Jewell as well, or at least somebody from St. Charles Parish, get our daily update. One thing I want to talk about, Paul, is just assessing damage, because I got two replacement knees, and I'm not about to climb up on that roof. I can get on the stair machine, but I can't fall off of that. The roof, not so much. 8:56, 4 till 9, traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.